hang a lantern aloft from the belfry arch of the North Church Tower as a signal light. One if by land, two if by sea, and I on the opposite shore will be, ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm, for the country folk to be up and to arm.
我在这里就朗一首诗给你们听。听我的孩子们，你们将会听到保罗为我而午夜策马飞奔的传奇。那是1775年4月18号那一天，身在几乎已经没有人活着，还记得千古传奇的那一年那一天。魏伟尔对他朋友说：“如果英军今晚无论是从陆地上还是从海上来犯，在老北教堂钟楼的红门上高挂一盏灯笼作为信号，一盏灯笼表示从陆地来，两盏灯笼表示从海上来。” 我在河对岸看到灯火，随时会策马飞起，去通风报信。我将把消息传遍米德尔、塞克斯村的农庄，所有的庄稼汉子们都会武装起来。
I hope everyone had a happy 4th of July.
我希望大家都有一个美好的7月4号。
If you grew up in America, you have no doubt heard of this poem, The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere.
如果你是在美国长大的，你肯定有听过这个Paul Revere的这一个传奇。
It's written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow to memorialize the actions that happened that day.
它是由Henry Longfellow写的一首诗来纪念那一天所发生的事。
He wrote this 40 years after Paul Revere's death for the purpose of creating an American legend.
在Paul Revere死了40年以后，Longfellow才写这一首诗来纪念他。
It's Paul Revere's ride through the night to warn Boston of the incoming British attack is one that every elementary student learns in civics class.
那一天晚上, Paul Revere就策马飞起去在波士顿，就是来跟这个美国通报这个英军的来到。If
you go to Boston today, you can walk the same path that he took, let's say yellow line that you can trace from the old North Church.
如果你今天去波士顿的话，你还可以走在那一天他曾经走过的道路上。
The essence of the poem captures and romanticizes the ride of the messengers that night.
这一首诗歌就完全的捕捉了这个很传奇的一个传信的一件事情。
It is the night of the eve of the American Revolution.
那一天晚上就是美国革命的开始。
History tells us that Paul Revere and his companions rode horseback around the midnight of April 18, 1775, from Boston to Concord.
在1775年4月18号那一晚，他们就骑着马从波士顿到康克德这个地方去报信。He
warns people such as Samuel Adams and John Hancock to have the militia ready, since the British soldiers are coming that night to arrest the rebels and to confiscate their weapons.
他那一晚像，比如说像 Samuel Adams 还有甚至是 John Hancock 这些人。 通报，好让他们能够把这些民兵集合起来，能够来抵挡这些英国士兵。Of
all the Revolutionary War heroes, why would Longfellow choose to memorialize Paul Revere?
有这么多的这个美国革命的英雄，为什么Longfellow要纪念像 Paul Revere这样的一个报信的人呢？
Was Revere a great general like Washington?
难道他是像华盛顿一样的大将军吗？
A diplomat and Renaissance man like Franklin?
还是他是像富兰克林那样出色的外交官？
Philosopher, political scientist like Jefferson, who crafted the Constitution?
还是他是像杰弗逊总统那样的政治家能够来写宪法？
Did he help finance a revolutionary war like Chaim Salman, who raised $8.8 billion in today's money for the war efforts?
或者难道他是像海姆所罗门一样，就相等于今天他能够筹集很多资金来帮助华盛顿打这一仗吗？
No, Paul Revere was a messenger.
不是的，Paul Revere只不过是一个传信的人。
Out of all the possible war heroes to make into legends, Longfellow saw the importance of a messenger, a watchman.
就在这么多这个战争英雄里面， Longfellow 就还是选择了他，因为他看清楚，他认清了这一个传信的人的重要性。
In today's passage, we see a similar situation. Ezekiel is called to be a watchman.
今天我们的经文里面，我们也看到同样的，就是以西结，他被神呼召成为一个看守的人。
Around 593 BC, Judah remains as the southern kingdom of the divided kingdom of Israel and Judah.
那个在公元593年之前，这个犹大国还是这个以色列和犹大的南帝国。
150 years earlier, Israel, the 10 northern tribes was already conquered by the Assyrians.
但在150年以前，以色列已经曾经被亚述人统治过。
And now, Judah is about to fall to the mighty Neo-Babylonian Empire under King Nebuchadnezzar.
然后将来就是接下来要发生的就是他们会沦陷在尼布甲尼撒所带领的巴比伦王国。
Near Babylon, there's an irrigation canal, Chebar, and this is where Israel had been exiled for the past 4 years.
在加巴卢河边就有这样的一个以色列人的营，他们都是被掳的。
And this is where Ezekiel had lived and saw this prophecy.
以西结就是在这里面看到这一些的异象。
In a few years, Jerusalem will fall to the Babylonians.
他看到的预言就是耶路撒冷会在几年后沦陷到巴比伦。
And it's here that Ezekiel saw the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord in his vision in chapter 1.
就是在这异象里面，以西结看到耶和华荣耀的形象。
7 days after seeing this vision, Ezekiel receives his first call that we just read in chapter 3 to be Israel's watchman.
然后在七天以后，当他看了这异象以后，以西结就被呼召成为这个以色列人的看守者。
Years later, after the fall of Jerusalem, this call would be repeated to him almost verbatim in chapter 33.
然后就在以色列沦陷以后，这样的类似这样的呼召又再来呼召以西结。做同样的事。
Just like Paul Revere for the American Revolution, a watchman for the city of Jerusalem to warn the inhabitants against the coming Babylonian armies would have been very helpful in Ezekiel's day.
如果他是像 Paul Revere 那一样是就是在城墙上看守，然后来通报巴比伦王的话，我相信对以色列来抵挡巴比伦王国的话会很有帮助。
Yet Ezekiel's role as watchman was not to watch for the progress of the Babylonian armies.
但是以西结他身为这看守者，他并不是为了看这个，而是他是为了要预言这个主的审判。
His intelligence comes from the mouth of the Lord Himself.
他的这个情报是从上帝那里来的。
God had a message for Ezekiel to deliver.
上帝有一个神有一个讯息要以西结去传讲。
And instead of warning that the Babylonians are coming to destroy and plunder Jerusalem, the message is that God is coming against His own people.
与其去通报巴比伦王要来，那他是去告诉这些以色列人是神要亲自来对付他们。
You see, this battle that Israel was fighting wasn't against flesh and blood. It wasn't against the elements of war that we normally think of.
你可以看到这以色列人要打的这一场战争并不是这个肉体上这个肉身上能够去打的战争，但是是属灵上的。
The battle Israel was losing was a spiritual one.
他们在属灵上的战争注定要失败的。
In their founding documents, in their founding covenant between Israel and God,God had granted Israel protection from their enemies and prosperity as long as they obey God.
因为在他们和上帝之间的约定里面，上帝只会给他们只会保护他们就得一个条件，就是他们要能够来遵守上帝的话。
Moses in the desert told the words of God to Israel, and if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, beingcareful to do all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you 7 ways. If you do not turn aside from any of the words I command you today, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods and to serve them.
就在说明记摩西这样子跟以色列人说，你如果留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你查布天下万民之上，仇敌起来攻击你，耶和华必使他们在你面前被你杀败，他们从一条路来攻击你，必从七条路逃跑。你若听从耶和华你神的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，谨守遵行，不偏左右，也不随从侍奉别神，耶和华就必使你作首不作尾，但居上不居下。
God is the strength of Israel.
神就是以色列的力量。
Jerusalem's rise and fall is not based on military strength, but based on Israel's obedience to God.
耶路撒冷的这一个兴起和他的成败，并不在乎他们的这个军力，而是在乎他们有没有遵守耶和华的话。
We don't have the same promise in America that if America stays and remains a Christian nation, she will be materialistically prosperous.
可惜我们没有这一个在美国并没有得到神这样子的应许。不然的话，他成为一个基督徒的这个国家，他也是会很兴旺的。
As a nation, we do not have a covenant with God like Israel did.
就像一个国家，我们并没有像像以色列这样子有神的这个。
As Christians, we know that our real battle is a spiritual battle.
那所以基督徒，我们知道我们真正的战争是属灵上的战争。
We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness.Against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
在以弗所书六章十二节，因我们并不是以属血气而征战，乃是以那执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
So for us, it's the same as Israelites. We are in a spiritual battle.
所以我们和以色列人是一样的，我们也是在属灵的战争上。
And in this battle, sometimes we're called to be watchmen like Ezekiel, and other times we're called to respond.To the alarm that the watchman gives.
然后就在这场战争上，我们很多时候都会被呼召成为那一个看守的人，就像以西结一样，来给别人来警醒。
Some say today that we're living in the information age.
很多人就说我们今天是活在资讯的时代里面。
We're bombarded with more information than we can possibly consume.
我们每天都被很多很多的讯息来轰炸。
It's estimated that 2.2 million books are published every year.
有这样的估计，就是每一年有220万这个书被出版。
6,000 titles published every day.
就那是几乎上是等于一天有6,000本书在出版社被发行。
Of course, books are one of the slower media to produce.
那当然，这个书是最慢的这个最慢的这一种媒体。
Daily TV stations, radios, and newspapers keep us up to date with morning, evening editions, international, national, and local news.
我们有很多，我们甚至还有报纸、电视台电台，还有这一些不同的这个报纸，甚至有早报、晚报。国际的、地方性的、国家的
magazines, general articles, they add to the information.
然后还有甚至是杂志不同的这个稿，还有这个不同的这个媒体。
Blogs are written and placed online at incredible pace.
我们还有部落格，就是在很快的这个速度一直在写。
Every minute, 300 hours of videos are uploaded to YouTube alone.
然后每一分钟就有300小时的这个这个视频被上传去这个 YouTube 的网站。
We're in no shortage of information today.
我们根本就不缺乏讯息。
Solomon's observation stands true. My son, beware of anything beyond these. Of making many books, there is no end. And much study is weariness of the flesh.
就像所罗门王的预言一样，我儿，还有一城，你当受警戒劝诫，读书多。着书多没有穷尽，读书多身体疲倦。
Information is necessary for our survival and for our comfort.
今天资讯对我们来说是关乎到我们的这个生存，
parents,
甚至是我们的这个舒适的环境。
Parents teach children critical information and how to cross the street in a busy intersection.
父母教小孩怎么样过马路。
A person with allergies, read nutritional labels carefully.
然后像有一些人有敏感的，他们就会要读这个食品上面的这个营养的
标签。Recently, Tiff was put on a diet of no dairy and no soy.
最近 Tiff, Tiffany 就需要节食，然后她不能够吃有牛奶和有豆的。
And to maintain her diet, she not only had to read the labels, but must very communicate the restaurants.Her allergies.
然后不单单只是他要看食品上的这个营养标签，他也要和他去上餐厅用餐的时候，他也要和餐厅说他的这个他的这个敏感的病。
She researches things about ingredients in foods that we would not otherwise consider.
他甚至要更深一层的去了解这个食品里面的这个养分。
So sources of information, some are reliable, some are not.
然后有时候这标签上也不完全是很可靠的。
And then some pieces of information are vital, while others are not.
然后有一些是可以很重要，但是有一些又不又不是很重要。
In the midst of this information saturation, the watchman must proclaim his message.
但虽然这资讯很多，这个看守者的任务都还是要去讲出来。
He's competing against all this information.
他在和这么多资讯里面在挣扎。
And he must warn people that there is a war.
他必须要去告诫和就是警告人，就关于这有什么要。
In Paul Revere's case, many knew that war was coming, yet it was relatively peaceful.
在 Paul Revere 这个情况下，当时有很多情报来到他当中。
Revere's call literally awakens people in the middle of the night for war.
然后 Revere 的这个责任就是在那一天晚上叫醒人起来打仗。
In Ezekiel's case, the people thought they were in a physical battle.
在以西结的这个情况下，很多人都以为他们会在打一个肉体上的这个战争。
But they were blind to a spiritual war that's going on in their hearts.
但其实他们是在打一个属灵的战争。
Ezekiel had to sound an alarm to awaken the hearts for spiritual battle.
然后以西结必须要来告诫、来警告他们，来起来打这个属灵的战争。
As we read the passage, we also see that Ezekiel had a job, and there's great consequences if he does not perform this job.
当你读了经文的时候，你有发现到以西结不单只是有这一份、有这一个任务，他也有这个后果。如果他不去执行这个任务的话。
Repeated twice in verse 18, verse 20, it's a warning. If I say,so-and-so, and you don't give him this warning, his blood I will require at your hand.
就在十八节和二十节所说，他的这个后果就是，你若不警戒他，我却要向你讨他算命的罪。
If Ezekiel does not do his job of proclaiming the warning, the wicked will still die for their sins, and the righteous who turn to wicked ways will still die for their sins.
然后如果以西结不做他这个要所做的事的话，恶人会因为他们的罪而死。然后义人也因为转去行恶，也会因为他们的罪而死。
But the guilt is also on Ezekiel.
但是这个罪也在以西结上面。
He bears the guilt of the punishment if he does not communicate the warnings.
他必须要承受这个罪的这个他这个罪的惩罚，如果他没有去传讲这个信息。
Someone compared this to negligent homicide.
就等于是一个忽略一个人自杀一样。
We also know that Ezekiel is to tell a message to everyone.
我们也知道，就是以西结要和每一个人都传讲这一些。
The wicked and the righteous must hear this message of divine judgment.
恶人、义人都要听这一个这个信息，这个关于神审判的信息。
He can't choose to only tell a message to those who will respond.
他不能够只是单单选择那一些会。来反映他的这些人。
In fact, he must tell a message to many who are hard of hearing, and many who will ridicule him.
甚至他要对那些不想听他讲话的人，甚至那些想杀他的人，他都要去讲。
We today are not Israel's watchmen, as Ezekiel was.
我们今天不像以西结那样，是以色列人的看守者。
But we are called ambassadors.
我们是神的使者。
Paul in 2 Corinthians tells us, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us.
保罗在哥林多后书说，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神接我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
We have a duty to tell people about God. We have a duty to represent God to this world.
我们有这个责任要要在这世上来代表神。
We have a similar warning. If we do not represent God, we are useless.
如果我们今天不代表神的话，我们是没有益处的。
Jesus tells us, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet."
就像马太福音五章十三节，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎么能够叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。
We have to stand for the truth of God.
我们要为神的真理来站起来。
To a world steeped in sin, we need to be light. Light shines upon darkness, and darkness is exposed.
在这充满罪的这世界上，我们需要有这个光。然后光照在黑暗里面，黑暗就被显现出来。
We must be firm in our faith, and we must be firm proclaiming God's truth, even when it's not popular.
我们要在我们信心上能够踏实，好让我们能够去传讲神的这个话。
In love, we must tell our friends, neighbors, co-workers that they are sinners in need of a savior.
我们要告诉我们的同事，我们的朋友，就是他们是罪人。
God's judgment will come.They do not repent.
因为神的这审判会来到，如果他们没有悔改的话。
Yet there's time for God's grace to work in them.
但是也有神的这一个恩慈在他们中间。
The gospel is always confrontational.
福音总是很有这一个confrontational.
Confrontational. It must be.
It's
always offensive.
就是有一些冲突性的然后他总是就总是能够，因为福音当你讲出来的话，你通常都会和人有一点冲突。
My next point, right? God hates sin, and all men are sinners who love to sin.
就像罪是神所厌恶的。
It's no surprise that the world hates Christians.
所以根本就这世界会憎恨基督徒是很不稀奇的。
I've been reading a bit on the recent Supreme Court ruling legalizing homosexual marriages, especially on how people on both sides see each other in this issue.
最近我们就看到这个美国最高法院所判的这个同性恋的这个婚姻合法化。
So should Christians stand for truth that's so offensive to so many people?
那很多基督徒因为就在这个他们就在我们的这个真理上很坚持的话，所以我们都受到很多的这一个批评。
Yes, we have to. We must do as Ezekiel did to warn that homosexuality is a sin, and legalizing gay marriage does not redefine what God calls sin.
但是这是我们应该所坚持的，因为这个就是这个同性恋就是一个罪。
Will people hate us and mock us for taking such a stance?
那到底会不会有人因为这样子来耻辱我们，来笑我们？因为我们这样的坚持。
Absolutely.
肯定有的。
It will cause intolerant and loving, and put us in groups with people we don't want to be associated with.
然后他们会说我们是根本就是不教化的，然后他们也说我们是不爱人。
A group of thought process with religious fanatics or Muslim extremists.
他把我们也就像是看待这一些伊斯兰教徒的这极端分子一样，把我们也这样子的。
When we present the gospel, expect that people will find God's laws offensive.
当我们把这个福音传讲的时候，我们很多时候都遇到这样子的冲突。
Of course, the gospel is good news.
当然，这是福音是好的消息。
We don't confront sinners simply to tell them judgment is coming.
所以我们当我们和这个罪人，我们去到罪人之中的时候，我们并不是告诉他们审判要来了。
If that's the case, it's not gospel.
如果是这样子的话，那根本就不是福音，就不是好消息。
We must show them that God is gracious and merciful.
我们要告诉他们是上帝是富有恩慈， 然后是上帝是仁慈的。
Look at Ezekiel's message.
就像以西结的这个信息。
Judgment is coming, but the point of the warning is not just simply death, but it's to give an opportunity for life.
虽然审判是要来到，但是在审判里面的信息并不是说死亡要来到，而是有一个新的这个机会。
As I was preparing this message, I was debating with myself whether I should even bring up the Supreme Court case.
当我在准备这个讲章的时候，我也在想，到底我要不要讲这个高等法院的这个决定。
Have not been doing a good job of preaching the good news with warning in this area.
因为在很久的时候，我们都没有真的去把这个传讲福音的这个工作做得很好。
We have preached hellfire without grace.
我们有去讲这个地狱的这个火。
We have stood by and allowed sins against homosexuals, such as bullying, to go on without us saying a word.
我们就看着这个同性恋在这个崛起，就好像我们看到人家被欺负一样，然后我们也不说一句话。
Even worse, some who claim to be Christians.Join in the bullies with their own crass jokes.
然后甚至是我们有一些基督徒也甚至也参与这一个欺负人的这一个行列当中。
We have not dealt with this with grace and compassion like Jesus would have for us.
当我们在面对这个同性恋的这个问题上，我们并没有像耶稣一样，因为就用着仁慈和这个怜悯来看待。
Is that in light of the culture and legal shifts?That we will re-examine how we present the gospel to ensure that it is biblical, not just convenient.
所以在这个法律上也好，在我们这个习俗上也好，我们也必须要再重新来检查一下，我们怎么样把这个福音带出来，好让我们能够讲出，并不是因为方便我们才讲。
We are bearers of good news.
我们是。福音，我们是好消息的这个带动者。
We must be bold, compassionate to spread the gospel.
我们必须要有勇气，我们必须要有怜悯来传讲。
As Ezekiel, we must take this message to all.
就像以西结一样，我们必须要把这个信息带给每个人。
Evil, righteous, soft hearts, hard hearts.
带给恶人也好，带给义人也好，带给那一些有这个比。就是他们能够也要能够接受，或者是那些心刚硬的，我们也要传讲给他们。
Our duty is not their response.
我们的工作并不是他们的反应。
Our duty is to proclaim the gospel in a way that's clear and reflects the truth of God in God's character.
我们的责任是要把福音就是清清楚楚的带出来，以神的真理带出来给他们。
Now, those who hear the warning of the watchmen, the citizens, they must react.
那现在这些听到这个看守人所说的话，他们必须要有一些作为。
It is simply suicidal to ignore warnings.
如果他们这些人是不听从这些警告的话，就等于是他们就很像在自杀。
A sad story occurred last Friday.
这个过去的星期五发生了一件很悲惨的事情。
Here's the opening paragraph of the news report.
这是那个新闻的开始。
A man who apparently mocked alligators then jumped in the water despite warning signs is dead after being attacked in Texas.
在德州有一个人因为不听这个警告的这个牌子，然后也甚至去挑弄这个鳄鱼，然后跳进水里面，他就这样子死了。
When you read the rest of the article, you realize that this man was dumber than even the opening paragraph implied.
当你读完这整篇的这个新闻的时候，你会发现到这个人真的是比这个抬头还要更笨的。
Apparently, a marina employee had pleaded with him, "Please do not go swimming. There's a bigger alligator out there. Just please stay out of the water."
甚至有这个在河边的这一个其中一个工作人员，甚至还求他不要跳下去游泳，因为有一个很大只的鳄鱼就在那里了，就不要跳下去。
Apparently, if 10 days ago, they had found a 10-foot alligator, so they put that sign up.
因为十天之前他们就看到一个十尺长的鳄鱼，所以他们才把这个警告牌放上去。
But Woodward, the guy, ignored the verbal warnings and posted no swimming alligator sign and seemed to mock the deadly creatures before going in the water.
他这个人甚至他不只是单单、就是不管这个警告，他甚至还去调戏那个鳄鱼。
He removed his shirt, removed his billfold. Someone shouted a warning, and he said, "Blink the alligators," and jumped into water. Almost immediately, yelled for help.
他脱掉他的衣服，然后他也脱掉，他也把他的这皮包拿出来，然后人家都还在喊叫他，然后他就说就把这个鳄鱼抓掉。
I guess in some ways, kind of humorous what he did, but it's also very deadly and sad what he did.
虽然我们知道啊，这个都是他到最后都还是死，但是我们还是觉得是啊很悲惨的。
The marina employee later in tears gave this interview.
然后这个工作人员就哭着啊受这个访问。
I saw his body floating face down.
我看到他的身体就啊浮在水上。
And then he's out there for a couple seconds, and then he's dragged back down.
他就在外面就几秒，然后又被拉了下去。
And then he comes back up, still face down, and then he gets pulled down again, and he just disappears.
他又浮了上来，脸向下，然后又被拉了下去。
Why would I tell such a story to you this Sunday morning when it's so nice outside?
为什么我要跟你们在这个美好的星期天早上说这么？可怕的事情。
It's deadly to ignore warnings.
因为就是去忽略这些的警告是很致命性的。
It's deadly to ignore physical warnings.
就像这样子是就是肉体上很致命性的。
It's even more deadly to ignore warnings from God.
但是如果你忽略神的这个警告，也是甚至是更加是更加危险的。
Let us listen to God so that we may live. Turn from all evil ways.
让我们今天来听神的我们来听从神，我们要从我们的罪恶当中来转移。
We're sinners who deserve God's judgment.
我们是罪人我们是要受神的审判的。
That judgment may come anytime.
这一个审判是随时会来到的。
Can come end of the day today. It may come.Decades down the line.
他可能随时今天会来到，他可能随时在哪一天会来到。
But God will judge sin. He hates sin.
但是神是会审判罪人，因为他是憎恨罪的。
And He's calling us to repent because He loves us.
上帝神要呼召我们来悔改。
He's calling us to repent so that He may save us.
他要我们悔改，好让他能够来拯救我们。
Do not ignore the posted warning signs.
不要忽略这个不要忽视这个警告牌。
Do not love sins even to your own graves.
不要去爱罪虽然我们有这一个神的恩典。
The hymn goes like this: God has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat, and is shifting out all human hearts before the judgment seat.
神现在吹起了这一个。号角，然后他是不会退下来的。
When the time comes, will you join him in victory, or will you face a judgment that you cannot bear to stand?
你是会和上帝一样，拿着这个得胜的这一个。妻子来到他面前吗？
Let us heed the warning of the watchman and do not mock the alligators.
让我们来听听就是来听从这看守人所给的警告，让我们不要去挑弄这个鳄鱼。